Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Yeah, it was quite a day yesterday, looking up at the moon's shadow on the sun, especially for Tom Skilling.
We're going from day to night. Look at this.
Whoa.
Oh, my word. Oh, here we are.
Tom joins us now. It was quite a four-minute show, wasn't it, Tom?
Oh, I'll tell you, Bob. I saw my first total solar eclipse in 2017. Same area down there, around Carbondale. It's a pretty area in downstate Illinois. A lot of lakes and forests and all, and campgrounds. And so this was the second one. And I'll tell you something, and if you've never seen one of these things, it's almost, I don't know, a divine or religious experience. It's amazing. It attacks your emotions on so many different levels, but it was amazing. You know, it starts... Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
How did it compare to 2017?
You know what? I think it was better. And part of it may have been the fact I went through the first one, but the weather was gorgeous. We had just a little high cloudiness. Back in 2017... You know, we had debated broadcasting from the SIU football stadium down there in Carbondale, and a lot of people gathered there. They had, like, I don't know, 15 or 20,000 people at the stadium. And during the 27 eclipse, one little cumulus cloud came in front of the face of the sun right as it was going into totality. But we were in a campground about 15 miles south, which is where we returned yesterday. And we had a perfect view of it in 2017 and yesterday as well. But we had none of these low cumulus clouds. So the view of it was extraordinary. And the last 5 minutes before you go to totality is when there's like an instantaneous change from day to night. And I'll tell you, it does something to your mind. It plays with you because all of a sudden, this early afternoon daytime sky goes to night. The planets are out. The stars are out. And you see this disk covered up by the moon with a corona around it. And it was interesting. Yesterday, the sun is in a more active phase right now than it was back in 2017. So we got a solar flare coming up. And we were talking to the NASA people that were down there. And it's one of the things they study in these eclipses is this corona, which is the atmosphere of the sun that they can see more clearly when the moon goes in front of the disk of the sun. So I'm sure they were thrilled about this flare and all, and that's the kind of thing that sends energy to the Earth when it's Earth-directed and sets up our northern lights. So it was quite a day. But the reaction of the people around you is what's so interesting. You know, there's crying and hugging, and it really brings people together in a strange sort of way.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, it's quite a show when you're looking at the eclipse, but on the ground, the effect is, it is overwhelming because, as you say, all of a sudden it's dark out, and it affects the animals and everything else on Earth.
Yeah, you know, the nocturnal animals who are usually active at night, but go to sleep during the day, they wake up and say, hey, you know, here's night all of a sudden. And the daytime animals who have been, you know, singing, the birds have been singing and all the rest, they say, wait a minute, it's nighttime, we got to go to sleep. So there are all kinds of levels on which this thing affects it. The shadows are different, colors are different. As you see them, reds turn dark, blues and yellows turn much more vivid. The shadows are much sharper. You can literally see human hairs. The shadows of human hairs, and when the sunlight comes through the leaves on a tree, it'll project just like you see in these little boxes with a pinhole in it that you're supposed to look at this, because you're not supposed to look directly at the sun. All these little suns that are being eclipsed are viewing the shadows of them on the ground, coming through all the holes in the leaves on the trees above you. It's really quite a sight to see.
You had quite a setup, the RV and a campfire. Yeah. It's rumored that they're gonna write an episode of Yellowstone for you next season.
You know what, Bob? I work with a fellow, Mike D'Angelo. Mike is not, to put it mildly, he's not an RV guy. and the idea of standing into this, he stands about 7 feet tall, and he's crammed into this RV shower that we were all working with. And, of course, to have the porta-potties to work with, that's a mind-blowing thing that I would rather leave behind in my memory to my camp days, you know, my YMCA camp days as a kid. So you really return to basics there. But what's interesting, Bob, is to watch these production folks uplink. We had the satellite truck down there. How you get a signal and a report uplink to the satellite. I'm in the car here where I'm coming up 57 as I speak to you. And I've got Steve Shore in here, one of our video journalists, who is riding the cameras. My God, these guys work. They're running all over, spreading these cables out and feeding it into the truck, and then it's uplinked to the to the satellite. We were using Elon Musk's Starlink network last night to feed the signal back to Chicago. I'd never seen that actually at work, but it worked very well because the internet activity down there was terrible, and the cell function was bad because there were so many people down there. We were in a campground, and every campground down there, every hotel room was full and had been for a year. And some of these hotel rooms, even modest ones, were going for $750. So it was pretty amazing the crowds that there were down there. But we all had fun.
Well, now, Tom, you can go back into retirement for 20 years until the next eclipse, right?
I know. I'll tell you, that was the shortest retirement in WGN history, Bob.
Yeah. Well,
but you're right.
Listen,
I'm going back again.
This kind of summed it up for me. Some post on social media, somebody wrote about the eclipse as follows. As the show ended, we could hear clapping coming from other people's homes, laughing even. It was the sound of pure joy, no screens or subscription required. What a world it can be when it still surprises you. How about that?
You know what? Isn't it the truth, Bob? I'll tell you, in this crazy world we're in today where there seem to be divisions and all, this was a unifying force like none I've ever seen. It was funny. Everybody there, you know, was getting along. It was a lot of fun. A lot of humanity there.
And we enjoyed hearing you describe it all, Tom. Time to rest for 20 years now. We'll talk to you during the next eclipse.
Oh, thank you, Bob. I'll tell you, it was fun talking to you pre-retirement. It's fun talking to you anytime. You take care. And great talking, Bob.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Be well, Tom.